This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados qualifies for a further $56 million in funding after meeting IMF targets. Barbados chosen as the new global hub for small island developing states. The Minister of People Empowerment concerned about the length of time it's still taking the law courts to deal with child abuse cases. A child rights advocate is urging government to make major amendments to the current child protection bill, and UNICEF calls for urgent action to end violence against children. Good morning, I'm Carol Topping. Details to the news just ahead. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has announced that its team has reached a staff-level agreement with Barbados on the third reviews of the Extended Fund Facility and the Resilience and Sustainability Facility. Barbados therefore qualifies for a further $56 million in IMF funding. The IMF's executive board is expected to consider both reviews in June. An IMF statement notes that Barbados' economy has recovered to pre-pandemic levels with 12 consecutive quarters of growth driven by a rebound in tourism and related sectors. The statement adds that implementation of what's described as an ambitious homegrown Barbados Economic Reform and Transformation BERT 2022 program continues to be strong. According to the IMF, Barbados authorities remain committed to maintaining fiscal consolidation and debt sustainability while advancing structural reforms to achieve more inclusive and sustainable growth and increase resilience to climate change. The IMF news release states that at the request of the government of Barbados, an IMF team led by Michael Perks visited Barbados during May 13th to 21st to discuss the implementation of Barbados's Economic Recovery and Transformation, BERT 2022 plan, supported by the IMF under the Extended Fund Facility, EFF. They also discussed implementation of reform measures under the Resilience and Sustainability Facility, RSF, arrangement. The completion of the reviews will make available to Barbados about $19 million under the EFF arrangement and about $37 million under the RSF arrangement. Barbados has been designated as the major hub for the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, UNIDO, who will set up their offices here to help scale up economies and develop new industries in Latin America and the Caribbean. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, and Director General of UNIDO, Gerd Müller, signed the cooperation agreement at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center for the Global SIDS Hub. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, who witnessed the signing, spoke about the significance of the agreement.
If we see the world as our market, wherever it is possible for us to secure that market, then we offset the debilitating aspect of limited population size. To the extent that you can partner with us and give us access to the technology and the knowledge and the partnerships that are necessary for us to build out both new industries from within our domestic market, whether it is in agro-processing or ocean-related, or whether it is working with investors from outside to build a strong pharmaceutical platform that can look at not just our domestic market, but indeed the whole of Latin America and the Caribbean as a region within which there is an absolute need for access to modern pharmaceuticals, particularly with the precision-based biologics that are taking place as a result of the research developments in the last two decades.
Meantime, UNIDO's Director General, Gerd Müller, stressed that the agreement will benefit all small island developing states.
And now we start today in a new quality of cooperation with the SIDS Hub. We just agreed about this in some sectors, very important, not only here for Barbados, for all SIDS countries, especially UNIDO. We offer technology transfer, knowledge and research transfer, and concrete support in several sectors. This country has a lot of capacity, and a prime minister and a government, we start in a new future of cooperation.
Director General of UNIDO, Gerd Müller. Barbados's Ambassador for Climate Change and SIDS to the United Nations, Elizabeth Thompson, is pleased about the establishment of a global SIDS hub here.
We need to prioritize SIDS given their vulnerability to climate change, given the kinds of experiences that they had coming out of COVID, given the need to scale up economic activity, grow economies, provide decent work for citizens, that this hub is going to play a critical role in that process. So the timing of it is absolutely providential, and it is something for which Barbados worked hard.
Barbados's Ambassador for Climate Change and SIDS to the United Nations, Elizabeth Thompson. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey again raised concern about the length of time it's taking law courts to deal with child abuse cases. He was speaking as the House of Assembly debated and then adopted the report of the Parliamentary Select Joint Committee on the Child Justice Bill. Mr. Humphrey says there are still many instances where a case is called several years after the abuse takes place.
These things take too long. You have a case where a girl is abused at 7 or 8, and by the time she presents to court, finally, she's 22, maybe loaded with tattoos, has a bad attitude according to the court, too many children. So what the judges see, the magistrates see, the public sees, the jury sees, sir, it's not the child who was abused. What they see, sir, is a person who they think is a rebel, a deviant, and what they cast judgment on, sir, is not the child who was abused and not the sick pervert who abused the child. They cast judgment on the woman, sir, who presents to the court many, many years after the first incident. That is an injustice. We have to get that right, sir.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey. Meantime, also speaking in the House of Assembly, Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment Charles Griffith believes there needs to be a program implemented to assist young people who want to become parents.
We are doing what is necessary as a government through my ministry at community level to ensure that programs are in place for our young people. I mentioned the honorable member for the city and his parenting program, but I think a parenting program is coming after the birth, Mr. Speaker. And we need a program to educate our youngsters who are looking to get involved in parenthood to be able to check boxes. Because if we don't do that, we're going to continue to make another one and another one and another one. We need to be able to have that serious conversation with our young people.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. A child rights advocate is urging government to make major amendments to the current Child Protection Bill. Advocate Felicia Dujon said she is concerned that government has not acknowledged the suggestions put forward by key stakeholders and remains hopeful this is done before the bill is passed.
The government has made very little adjustments to the original bill, and as a result, many of the concerns, many of the criticisms that were placed forward to the government has not been acknowledged. We are hoping that the government recognize that those suggestions and those councils, primarily those that were made by the various sectors within society, including the Bar Association and other members of the society, primarily again seeks to provide the government with the kinds of input that was necessary in providing a more inclusive as well as a more diverse and dynamic bill that would provide all kinds of protection for children.
Human and children's rights advocate Felicia Dujon. UNICEF says it's gravely concerned by the spike and gravity of incidents of violence that has been impacting children in Belize over the last couple of months. In a statement, UNICEF said that since the start of the year, children from ages 5 to 15 have been experiencing violations of their rights to be protected from neglect, harm, sexual abuse, assault, and exploitation. The statement followed the latest incident that surfaced on social media showing a young boy being physically abused by an adult. The police say they have launched an investigation into the matter. Recapping the headlines. Barbados qualifies for a further $56 million US in funding after meeting IMF targets. Barbados chosen as the new global hub for small island developing states. The Minister of People Empowerment is concerned about the length of time it's still taking law courts to deal with child abuse cases. And And a child rights advocate is urging government to make major amendments to the current child protection bill. And that was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.